In this episode, we embark on an inspirational journey with a high school math teacher from Austin, Texas. She has mastered the art of making math engaging and accessible. Somebody had to do it. Well, I think probably more than one person has done it in different ways, but nevertheless, it's a big challenge, right? A big challenge for students learning math, at least a lot of them. I always really struggled in math. So Clara, she's got these innovative tutorials that she's put a lot of work into. It's worked really well in her classroom, and it sparked this idea of bringing her success into the online world, where she can, of course, serve lots of other people and make their lives better and hopefully profit herself. All good things, right? All good things. Key part of the Side Hustle School philosophy, you can do good things for others and for yourself at the same time. So as she contemplates turning her educational magic into an online course or some other resource or tool, let's delve into the platforms and strategies that could catapult the content from local classrooms to global screens. Let's see what we can do to help. How to turn math tutorials into an online course. That's today's episode. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hello, my name is Clara. I'm a high school math teacher from Austin, Texas. Over the years, I've developed a series of engaging math tutorials that have been a hit in my classroom, especially among students who typically struggle with the subject. Given the positive feedback, I'm considering turning these into an online course or series. My question is, what platforms would you recommend for hosting these courses? And could you offer some strategies for effectively marketing them to students and their parents?
Hello, Clara. Congratulations on developing these tutorials. And big kudos to you for taking the process seriously and trying to figure out how can your students learn better. Learn more effectively, efficiently, and also just have more confidence with the subject. I assume that's a big part of it, because as you learn, then you gain confidence and you want to learn more, whereas if you struggle, then you have this resistance towards learning. So overcoming that is so huge. So well done. Let's see what we can do on getting this out to more people. So for hosting an online course like this, you need a platform for it. Kajabi has actually been a sponsor recently. I do want to give them a shout out. Kajabi, K-A-J-A-B-I, but also Teachable and Thinkific. All three of them are great options. I've used Thinkific in the past. So Kajabi, Teachable, Thinkific, take a quick look at one of those. Maybe one more here. Consider Khan Academy, which is a little bit different, more of an academic-focused audience. Just take a look at those and see how they feel. Maybe make an initial choice. Sign up for a trial, see how it feels without paying any money. And then as you go to building the course, it's a little bit different than the tutorials. You want to take your tutorials and put them in a course format. There's a bit of work involved in that, but nothing that our listener can't handle. And then you want to create some preview content because you have the back-end process, the learner experience of the course, and then you also have the front-end process where people will hear about it and be sold on it, but they also need some information. So whatever you can do to showcase your teaching style and also build anticipation for the course, that is going to help you. Some people offer what's called a lead magnet, could be like a free introductory course, like partial course, or anything you can do to collect email addresses for a marketing funnel. And then we're going to move into marketing, basically. We've said a lot about that in other episodes. There's a lot you could do. But I think just having the course available, doing some SEO keyword research, understand like what parents and students search for when they're looking for online math resources, and then targeting the content, especially on the front end, especially with the sales page to match those terms. That's what you do. I mean, that's your starting point. And there's always more steps. But if you've got something that's working in the real world or in person, let's say, there's no reason why it can't also work online, at least for something like this. It's really just about connecting with your audience and making your resources accessible and enticing. I am cheering you on. I am hoping for your success. Let me know how it goes. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Much more coming up this year, all kinds of updates and case studies, tips, some things that we've never shared before. Really excited for all that's to come in the next few months in particular. So stay tuned, subscribe, follow. It's always free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.